Good morning. Excited that we have made it to game week. And, it's been a great offseason. Really been pleased with the growth and development of our team from winter workouts, spring ball, summer program and fall camp. And there's a lot of excitement around our football program. Some new faces, a new opportunity, guys that will be getting their first experience in Doak Campbell Stadium here on Sunday. And, really it's going to be a first experience for the majority of our guys for a sold out, packed Doak Campbell Stadium. And that's something we're all excited about. It's going to be a tremendous atmosphere. It's going to be a tremendous showcase for our program. And it's an opportunity to give a first impression of what this 21 Florida State football team's identity truly is. And there's a lot of work to be done throughout the course of the week. We're continuing to put the finishing touches on a game plan and different personnel groupings and things that who's going to get the opportunity to go out there and showcase their skill set and playing against a top 10 national power, a team program that has been very consistent in high standard of play, very well coached. They've got new faces. They've got a new defensive coordinator that's going to implement different schemes than what they've done in the past. And we're excited about the challenge that's ahead. And for us, it's just a continued focus on our growth, our development, and to go out there and be as consistent as we possibly can be here in week one. So, with that, open up to questions.
First one will be Ira, over to your right.
You mentioned Notre Dame's new defensive coordinator, and you've gone up against him before. When you face new coordinators at a school, do you try to play the chess match of what would they do with this personnel, or do they usually stay true to what they do?
I think there's going to be a fair balance with that. And, we went against each other a couple of years ago. I mean, the personnel's, totally different probably on both sides. And, great coaches are going to adapt and adjust to the personnel that they have. Obviously you're going to see, a focus of some of the things that he's implemented there in the past at Cincinnati, but also playing to the personnel that he has there at Notre Dame. And this is a talented group. It definitely has experience and sprinkled all throughout the defense. Guys that play hard, that play fast, and he's going to bring in a attack style mentality. And like I mentioned, on the radio show and just throughout the last week. I mean, this is one of the best defensive coordinators in college football. His defense have always performed very well, and it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Not totally knowing exactly what to expect, but we're going to have to adapt and adjust on the run as we get into the game.
Notre Dame's obviously lost some pieces from last year, but that defensive line looks like it's going to be a great challenge. What do you see from them? Is there anything specifically you could talk about the challenges they present?
Yeah, I mean, they got great length. They'll play extremely hard. A physical bunch up front. Coupled with what Coach Freeman has shown to do with different movements and the way that he is able to disguise some of the ways that he's going to be able to bring pressure, whether it's blitzing linebackers or different run stunts up front. He does a great job with his disguises. I'm expecting multiple fronts to be able to jump in and out of three and four down sets, and I think they've got really good depth, and they've got guys that have great experience that have been productive at throughout their careers there at Notre Dame. So this is going to be a great challenge for our guys up front, and it's going to take a great effort.
Next will be Kurt from front row, you're right.
Another new piece for them. Now, I guess not new to college football, but new for them is the quarterback, Jack Cohn. I guess what have you seen from him, and how do you anticipate they might use him differently than kind of how Wisconsin did?
I mean, he's a very talented player, and he's had great success. You look at the success he had at Wisconsin. He's played in big games. He's played in probably adverse atmospheres, being in the Big Ten. you know, during his time there. And, you know, he was out this last season due to injury. But, you know, the thing that you hear coming out of Notre Dame is just the, you know, how consistent, how accurate, you know, the kind of the game manager that he is. And, you know, he's making guys around him better. So, you know, we know that this is not a, you know, he's a new starter at Notre Dame, but, you know, he's got a lot of very productive collegiate experience. And, you know, he's gonna do a great job for them. And, you know, we've got to try to make him uncomfortable with what we do and obviously how we attack.
In preparing for Cone, how much do you go back and look at what he did at Wisconsin versus studying what Notre Dame does tendency-wise as an offense?
You know, it's a little bit of a balance. You know, you try to look at a guy, and plus it's not just, you know, his time at Wisconsin, but that was a few years back as well. And so, you know, we're going to get our best sense of him as a player. So we will, you know, look back. And, you know, that's the good thing about being in week one, is we do have more time, and we've had time throughout the summer to be able to look at those things. But, you know, you also try to put a balance to Notre Dame and who they are, what they, you know, what they're all about. It's a very versatile offense in how they attack. And so when you look at the run game, the passing game, the different ways that they're going to try to you know move him around, and you know, they can do just about all. And so it's going to be a great challenge. And, you know, we have looked at all of it in getting the best sense of what to expect.
Travis J, Corey Wren, Ja'Kai Douglas all listed as kickoff returners for you guys. Can you talk a little bit about that group and collectively the skill sets that they bring to the table there?
Yeah, all very explosive players, you know, guys that I think have home run hitting capabilities. You know, that is a unit that has to be better for us this year. And, you know, it's something that, you know, throughout my coaching career, you know, we put a lot of time and emphasis in the development of our return units. And, you know, we've seen great production over the years. And, you know, that's something that, you know, our guys have really bought into. We know that this week is going to be, you know, one of our biggest challenges. Notre Dame is traditionally, you know, great on their kickoff coverage units. And, you know, they have guys that play extremely hard, a lot of returning players that we saw this past year. And so, but I think, you know, those returners and the buy-in that we're having with our guys from a special teams you know, perspective, I mean, it's something that we need to be very productive in.
Sticking with special teams, Ryan earned the kicking job according to the depth chart. What did he do in the preseason? What's been the growth with him, just in the sense of being more consistent?
Yeah, I mean, it's just hitting right on that. I mean, just the consistency. Ryan's a very talented young man, has a strong leg, but I think he's had a great camp. And we put him in a lot of challenging situations, and he's just continued to respond. You know, he's day in and day out, you know, he's in a great place, and we've got all the confidence in the world in him and what he's going to be able to do, you know, as our kicker.
Back earlier in the summer, you talked about, you know, you wouldn't be against using two quarterbacks if you thought it helped the team win. Now that you've seen them both and how they operate, do you think that's going to be the case throughout the season, or how do you envision the quarterback situation playing out?
Well, you know, I'm really excited about that quarterback room and the competition that we have. You know, the versatility of skill sets that which these guys bring. But you know, we're always going to explore you know, each opportunity of how we can put our playmakers in a position to be able to shine in a variety of different ways. And so I'm excited about that room and you know, what they bring to this offense.
You talked last night on the radio show about, I think you said, eight guys on the offensive line you feel good that can help y'all win games. I guess, how do you feel about that group? How much better do you feel relative to a year ago?
Well, you know, they've really grown, and not only have they grown physically, but just with their confidence in the mental aspect of it. And you know, it's something we put a real emphasis on, is just in that consistency of being where you're supposed to be, you know, making sure that we're making the right calls, we're playing with our eyes, you eliminating some of the you know, mental mistakes that showed up at times that, you know, that create some of those negatives. And that's something that we can't have. We got to be able to play ahead of the chains. You know, they're offensively, it allows us to be more aggressive. It allows us to, you know, really kind of get the full gambit of what we want to do offensively. And so, you know, those five guys up front, you know, they have to be consistent and, you know, play with the right mentality. And you look at the experience that we have in that group, you know, whether it's some of the guys that are, you know, that are younger in their college career, and guys even that have played a lot of football that I feel can be a sixth, seventh, or eighth guy that can get in the game and help us be productive. So it's still a lot of competition that's that's showing up day in and day out at practice. But you know, I feel much better than where we were even a year ago, just with the depth that we have and the talent that we have up front.
Mike, with the depth chart we got out, linebacker Kalen DeLoach, DJ Lundy, two guys that are up there, don't have a ton of college experience. So what did you see from those guys in camp that elevated them to be starters?
I mean, just the consistency in play, the mentality of you know, how how they have grown in really in all ways. I mean, from a physical development to you know, the physicality play in and play out, and just a relentless pursuit to what we're trying to accomplish defensively. And you got guys like Steven Dix, who's played a lot of football, you know, that I feel is going to be a very productive player for us as well. But you know, when as you're sitting there and you compete day in and day out, you're looking for the consistency. You're looking for guys that are able to make plays and they're making plays in space. There are guys that are able to, you know, go sideline to sideline, but also, you know, just put that the toughness and, you know, just relentlessness, you know, with their in between the tackles as well. And that's what I think. Yeah, DJ, Kalen, you know, really all those linebackers have been, you know, pushing to do. And, you know, I'm excited about what they all bring and really the development of Amari and how he's continued to grow and the versatility that he shows. I'm excited about the steps that have been taken by that linebacker group.
You mentioned some of the reasons there's a lot of excitement going into this game with the full crowd and top 10 opponent. What are things you as a coaching staff can do to try to make sure that the players don't exert too much energy in the hours and days leading up to the game?
You know, it's about, you know, taking care of the one play that's in front of us, and there is going to be a lot of emotion. I mean, there's something that we embrace. You know, I want them to be emotional. I want them to have passion. I want them to have energy. But it's you know, everybody can have a great plan as they go into it. But you know, there's gonna be moments that show up, you know, Sunday night where you might get knocked down on your butt. And you got to be able to get up. You got to be able to stay focused. You got to make sure that each play, that you don't let the atmosphere, you don't let the environment, you know, distract you from what your job is, and make sure you're playing with great technique, great fundamentals, and then, you know, being able to respond to the good and being able to respond to the bad. And you know, that's where the consistency has to show up for our team. You know, we are an emotional group, and you know, that can be a really good thing, but at times it can also, you know, almost hinder you for what you're trying to accomplish. And so, you know, as we go through, you know, our fall camp, you know, we talked about why do you go to Jacksonville? Why do you put your guys in different situations? Because I want them to be able to be confident in a response, especially when they cannot control what's going on around them. And so, you know, Sunday night, you know, we need a great crowd. We need a great atmosphere. You know, and our guys, you know, it's about just the play that's in front of them. Don't and not to get carried away or distracted by the things that are on the outside. And so, you know, I think they're embracing that, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them go in and implement that throughout the course of the game.
You know, for McKenzie, it's been such a long road, arduous road for him back, 5 days away, I guess, from the opener. Do you sense that he's at peace with where he's at and what your plan is for him?
Yeah, he's really excited. And, you know, it's fun. It's just fun seeing him as he's, you know, getting into game week and, you know, an opportunity that's in front of us. And, you know, it's going to be a special moment. You know, it's a special moment for him. You know, all the work that's gone into it, being able to get to this point, you know, the way that he's, you know, since January come into this team and really, you know, been able to invest in his teammates. And, you know, he's had to learn a new language. He's had to learn a new offense. You know, he's really adapted well, and I think he's made not only the quarterback room, but you know, made this football team better. And you know, Sunday night's gonna be special for him. And you know, I'm excited about you know, what he brings and you know, what the future is gonna hold as he continues on this path for this season that's ahead.
Coach, we've been able to talk to you since Sunday. You had the dress rehearsal, and the thing we saw, the video of Dennis Briggs breaking the rock. And he came out as a first teamer. I mean, you've talked about him a lot during the preseason camp, but really to get to that level, what has he done that's been so special the last few weeks?
I mean, he just worked, man. I mean, he's worked in every way. You know, the guy that came in was a defensive end when he first got here, has, you know, made the transition. You know, you look back to last season, and you know, Dennis, you know, didn't play the first part of the year. You know, was actually an early opt out, decided to come back and rejoin the team. You know, playing a new position. And, you know, he played interior on the interior line. And so it's still trying to kind of figure that out, you know, through the spring, you know, the work he did with Coach Storms in the weight room, and then, you know, watching him, you know, probably one of the most consistent performers we had in fall camp. I mean, just the energy, the effort, you know, playing with technique, and, you know, just a very disruptive force, you know, when he was out there. And so I thought it was a well-earned, you know, accolade to for him to be able to break that rock, and just you know, the symbolic approach of what it is just to continue to get better. And that's what he's done. And you know, I'm excited about what this year can hold for Dennis. He's a man of very few words, and you know, even you know, there Sunday night didn't have much to say, but just thanking his teammates for what they mean to him, and you know, the growth of that he's had, you know, he attributes that to that support that he has around him from coaches and players involved. And so you know, I'm looking forward to great things for Dennis this year.
Notre Dame obviously has really good backs, but traditionally that program has just run the ball exceptionally well. What is it about programs like that, and what, is it anything they do differently? Is it the commitment to the run? What makes the running game so special?
I mean, I think it's both. I mean, they're very well coached. I mean, they know what they're trying to accomplish when it comes to you know, to the run game, and you know, it starts up front, and then when you have that coupled with, you know, great tight ends and running backs that run with a true purpose, I mean, it's a challenge to stop. And we know that, you know, going into this week, you know, we're gonna have to do a great job up front. We're gonna have to fight. We're gonna have to do everything that we can, not only to be in our gaps, but to make sure that you win them when you get there. And and that's where, when you add talented backs, and Notre Dame has going into this year, I think that's going to be one of the strengths of their team. You know, having multiple backs, I'm fully expecting to see some two back sets, and, you know, being able to have, you know, multiple guys on the field at one time because of the versatility of what they show. But you also get to see that with just the overall toughness that's within the program, and that's something that we aspire to be, and that we aspire to have as well. So you know, it's something that we're definitely pushing forward to, that consistency, so that can be a year in and year out you know, trademark of this Florida State team.
Coach, yesterday Coach Kelly said that he earned a lot of respect for your squad when you two played in South Bend last year. Do you feel like you learned anything about your program after that game?
You know, I was obviously disappointed in the outcome, but I was pleased with the way that our guys competed. And you know, that's something that, you know, coming into the program last year, you know, we have to be more consistent in the overall way that we compete, and start to finish, you know, good times and in bad times. And that's, I thought our guys, you know, did that last year in South Bend. You know, we still, you know, it showed up where we had some mistakes that, you know, put us in a position where we weren't able to beat a really good team. And, you know, and that's something that we've got to eliminate, and we effort has to be the minimum standard. I mean, the minimum expectation. And, you know, and for us, I mean, that's, I'm pleased with what I've seen through the offseason, through the summer workouts, and just how we've attacked the work that is necessary so we can go out there and play to the best of our ability, and to play with great effort and a relentless pursuit. And when you do that, if you can then, you know, be consistent in your performance with your technique and fundamentals, you're going to give yourself a great chance to be successful. So yes, I was pleased with how we competed, but you know, it's time to take the next step from that.
Next would be Bob on your left.
Hey, Coach, curious about the vaccination rate for the team now. Are you at 85%? How close are you? And then I guess as a follow-up, Dr. Myron Roll has spoken to the team. Dr. McCullough, you've had other people speak. What kind of message have they delivered to your players as far as encouraging them to get educated, get vaccinated?
Well, I mean, I'll say that, you know, we are over 90% of our team that have started the process of you know, towards full vaccination. You know, I will put that out there. You know, we're getting closer every day, you know, when it comes to that. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, Dr. Meyer Roll. I mean, everybody, you know, and all the different people that have come and spoke to our team. And for us, it's about providing education. And, you know, they're, you know, these are, you know, 18 to 22 year old young men that, you know, when you with all decisions, just trying to provide them the information that is necessary for them to feel confident in any decision that they make. And so, you know, I'm grateful for that. And, you know, obviously we're well on our way, and, you know, we're going to continue on with that process of making sure guys are being safe and putting ourselves in the best position to go out there and play this game.
All right, we've got time for a couple more. We'll go to Ira. Oh, sorry, we're going to go to Adam. I got
over. Sorry, I'm bad. I needed time to stall to think of what my question was going to be. But Coach, just for you, last season, I know we talk about how odd of a season it was, but how much you kind of learned about your team. How much do you think Jordan learned about playing the position of quarterback last year, and just how much better off is he now, having gone through last year, and what sort of changes have you seen him in terms of processing things and talking to you guys between reps at practice, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you look back to last year, and really, you know, it's almost unfair to judge Jordan off of that season. I mean, he missed all of fall camp. I think the first time he practiced was the week one, you know, going into to the first week. And so, you know, really with all the opportunities, he was really kind of just thrown into it. And, you know, I think he was available for maybe five games last year. And it just was such a limited basis of being able to get a rhythm, to understand, you know, the fundamentals, techniques of what we try to do offensively from a timing aspect. You know, he's a great talent. And, you know, but now you fast forward that. To have a complete off season, to have spring practice, to have a fall camp. I mean, you know, he's growing each and every day, and I think he's an incredible quarterback. I think he's got a great future in front of him as he's you know, gaining in that confidence. And you know, it's, you know, anybody that, you know, watched the spring game and you see the steps that he's taken as a player. I mean, he's invested, and you know, I'm excited about Jordan's future and just what he means to this program and you know, just that continued growth.
We've heard a lot from the players about the leadership from guys like Keir Thomas and Jermaine and some of these transfers that came in. Did you know that was part of what you were getting in those guys, and how beneficial has that been?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was a necessity and guys that we were bringing in. As you know, you go and the youth of our team, I mean, I really like this team. I like the guys that we have, the character that they have, you know, the passion that they have. But a lot of them haven't necessarily, you know, had the example of you know in front with just all the change that we've experienced within our program. It's always been different. It's changed, and so, you know, for any player that we brought in, you know, it was important that they knew that, yes, you know, the production on the field, you know, the skill set that they bring, yeah, that's important. But, you know, I wasn't going to bring somebody into the program that didn't embody the characteristics of what it is to be a Florida State Seminole. And with the work ethic, with the importance of relationships and being able to make those around you better, I mean, it was something that was talked about with all of every person that came into the program. Is something that I was going to expect. And you know, they're still learning a new way of operating as they come here and around our coaching staff and just you know, the way that we work day to day. But you know, they've embraced that, and you know, it's a joy to, you know, for me to be able to see guys that, you know, as they come in, you know, we're coaching, you know, we coach hard and we push hard and we challenge those top players. But to see them, you know, receive that coaching and then, you know, be able to encourage some of the young guys as they're growing and developing, it's you know, that's what you want to see within a team. And you know, I like the relationships that I've seen, you know, build within this team. I thought, you know, even in fall camp, you know, guys that only been here for a short period of time, just how they kind of embraced that mindset. And you know, as these guys have come together, I mean, that's going to be a critical factor for us this fall. And you know, we know there's going to be some great moments that are going to show up you know, Sunday night, and there's going to be some hard moments that are going to show up Sunday night. But when you have a team that comes together, you're going to be able to respond and put yourself in a position to achieve success. And you know, that's what we need. All right, guys, thanks so much.